After 9 deaths in the Elk Mountain backcountry last summer, Mountain Rescue Aspen wanted change. The organization has teamed up with the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Forest Service on a new campaign aimed at helping prepare people for backcountry adventures.
Dispatch, is your call an emergency?
Yes, I just got a text that said, need help. I'm on the backside of K2. I got way off the trail.
Toward the end of last summer, phone calls like this were much too common. Someone is stuck on a high peak, or a friend went to climb a 14er and hasn't made it back down. Calls like this kick off many backcountry rescue missions, where local volunteers head into the mountains to help those in need. And last summer, they say, there were far too many of them. 74 rescue missions and 9 body recoveries in the Elk Range. All those involved agree, it was tough.
It felt like on a weekly basis we were getting another tragic report of another fatality.
It just seemed overwhelming.
It was wearing on us.
And it wasn't just the deaths, it was the overall accumulation of rescues.
Mountain Rescue Aspen is teaming up with the Forest Service and the Sheriff's Office, hoping to prevent another year like this. They've put together a peak awareness series to introduce mountaineering skills for those interested in climbing challenging peaks. Because as Sheriff Joe DeSalvo points out,
these are not casual day hikes. These are technical ascents. And I'm also certainly not afraid to say that this will kill you. When you get up there and you realize that you're over your head, it can kill you.
Karen Schroyer is the Forest Service District Ranger for the Aspen Soperus area. These mountains have long attracted visitors from across the state and the country. But she says that at least one current trend is concerning.
There are just so many folks that are coming to the Elk Mountain Range that just aren't as prepared as they need to be.
Justin Hood is president of Mountain Rescue Aspen. The volunteer group has worked with local mountain guides to put together a course to help people prepare for backcountry adventures. It will be offered 8 times, 6 evenings on the Front Range and twice in the Roaring Fork Valley. The presentation covers things like what to bring for a day in the high peaks, what's known as the 10 essentials. These are the supplies that all climbers should carry, like navigation tools and a first aid kit that can help you improvise if something goes wrong. They'll also look at case studies and talk about best practices. Hood says the idea here is to be sure that people are headed into the mountains armed with knowledge.
You don't know what's coming your way, but you're able to make your own informative decisions based upon how you set yourself up for success.
There will also be 8 day-long field courses, complete with skills clinics, taught throughout the summer and subsidized by the 3 organizations. These will focus on technical skills and navigation for those looking to climb challenging 14ers. Mountain Rescue will also offer a summer workshop that covers more general backcountry skills. All of this is intended to catch and educate people before they get to the trailhead, and the focus is certainly on safety. But District Ranger Schroyer says it's also about protecting the forest from heavy impacts. People who are less prepared tend to do more damage, she says, and rescues can be tough on these areas.
To see the number of helicopter rescues that are having to be made in congressionally designated wildernesses is tough to watch as well.
The education effort comes after months of discussions about how to prevent future tragedies. In the wake of 5 deaths on Capitol Peak, some concerned citizens suggested adding signs to mark the route. But Schroyer says this is not going to happen next summer. Instead, she says the focus is on building skills.
What works better than signs that could possibly come down or possibly be moved is a good sense of how to use a map and a compass.
Hood agrees that a strong skill base is essential and that ultimately safety in the high peaks is about decision making.
You have to make the appropriate choices for you and be willing to turn around at any point in time if it's not working right.
Hood says the courses and clinics offered this summer are in part aimed at beginners, but he also hopes that this series will bring together people with a wide range of experience.
Nobody's invincible here.
But he hopes the courses offer a proactive way to save more lives well before the 911 calls come in. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.